With Montana news, I'm Cole Grant. The Colstrip coal-fired power plant has agreed to shut down two of its four units by 2022 and limit how much it pollutes in the meantime under a deal with environmentalists. Ann Hedges is with the Montana Environmental Information Center, which, along with the Sierra Club, sued the plant's operators under the Federal Clean Air Act.
We were really seeking for them to have to control their air pollution like it. Sulfur dioxide and nitrogen oxides, because they're such an enormous source of those pollutants that really do cause serious health problems for people living downwind.
A legal settlement detailing the partial shutdown of the 2,100-megawatt Colstrip plant was filed today in U.S. District Court in Montana. It needs approval from federal officials before becoming final. The number of Montanans without health insurance has dropped by half in the last year. That's according to State Auditor Monica Lindeen.
Montanans should really be proud of this. I mean, when you think about it, going from 20% to 7.4% in such a very short amount of time is incredible.
Lindeen credits the Affordable Care Act for dropping Montana's uninsured rate from 20% in 2011 to today's announced 7.4%. Part of the health care law is the Medicaid expansion Montana lawmakers narrowly passed last year, known as the HELP Act.
Now, nearly 50,000 additional Montanans have access to health care because of the passage of the HELP Act. Medicaid expansion pushed the needle to drive the uninsured rate to a record low.
The drop in the number of uninsured comes just days after the three private health insurance companies operating in Montana's market for individual policies have proposed average price increases for the next year, ranging from 20 to 62%. Lindeen says most Montanans won't have to pay those kinds of increases because they get either insurance from other sources or get federal subsidies that offset most of the cost. Wildlife advocates say they'll sue in an attempt to force the U.S. government to designate Yellowstone National Park bison as a threatened or endangered species. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in January rejected two petitions to grant federal protections to the roughly 4,900 Yellowstone bison. Officials said then the herd's population was stable. Western Watersheds Project, Buffalo Field Campaign, and Friends of Animals yesterday filed a 60-day notice of their intent to sue the Fish and Wildlife Service and the U.S. Department of Interior over that decision. The groups say federal officials did not consider how dramatically the animals' range has been reduced, or how the continued hunting and slaughter of bison threatened their existence. Millions of bison once roamed the Great Plains, but the Yellowstone population is the largest remaining wild population. The University of Montana offered a $70,000 signing bonus to a vice president recently hired to increase the school's lagging enrollment. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports the State Board of Regents is being asked to approve the bonus for Tom Crady next week. In related news, the University of Montana is asking the State Board of Regents to approve spending up to $500,000 on new artificial turf for Washington Grizzly Stadium. School officials say the turf installed in 2008 is wearing out and is creating safety concerns. UM officials say the turf replacement will be paid for with privately raised funds. The school is also asking the board to approve a 3-year contract for men's basketball coach Travis DeCure. Under the contract, DeCure's base salary would increase 8.5%. U.S. safety officials say they've seen slow progress in efforts to upgrade or replace tens of thousands of rupture-prone rail cars used to transport oil and ethanol, despite a string of fiery accidents and spills. A National Transportation Safety Board member told the Associated Press today that federal regulators need to set milestones to hold the industry accountable for getting unsafe cars off the tracks. The lightning-caused Harris Fire, 26 miles south of Ashland, is 3,500 acres in size and is 50% contained. The fire started on private land and eventually moved onto state and federal land. It was initially reported on July 9th. With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant.